Jesus Christ.
If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "In my name I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, and he did. And as did the prophets, you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? Or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it's my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him, I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to me, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's understandable that the Jews could not believe in Jesus because he is a carpenter, no cert, no degree, not even study in the temple, so I can preach the word of God. And he said all these great words, Abraham. See before, who are you? If today we could do the same thing, we are not better. But unfortunately, today we know him already. But do we listen to his word? Simple word? Sometimes we say, yes, but not by action. Forgive. Then you will ask, how much? Seven times? She will say no. 70 times seven. That means forever, forgiving. Oh, difficult. You see? We hear the word, but heart not change. So don't criticize the Jews. Because Jesus showed to them a simple person. But today we know that he died. A reason. It appeared to the apostles. And today, through the Blessed Sacrament, he is present on the altar. His word is the word of God. How much we keep his word? Another phrase, whatever you do to the least, you do it to me. Do you believe that? With the same spirit, you treat your neighbor? Sometimes, yes. But most of the time, very difficult. How can you see Jesus is that person? But that's the way. Whatever you do to the least, you do it to me. No, he is a bad person. Because he's a bad person, Jesus loves him much more than we think. He's present all people. He's present. No, he's not baptized. But Jesus didn't say, whatever you do to the least, it doesn't mean they're all Catholics. or baptized or Christians, even Buddhists, even anonymous, treat them because they are beloved Son of God. Do you believe? Yes and no. You see, be humble. Today we ask a special grace that we can have this spirit of conversion. It's a time that we say, Jesus, whatever he says, give us the strength. Once Jesus was preaching about those who do not eat my flesh will not have life. Eat my blood, eat my flesh and drink my blood. Many people left. And Jesus, Peter, why you stay here? So Jesus is very humble. So if tell you, I go nowhere, but I don't believe what you say. He believed, but don't how could it, Jesus didn't explain to them, in the Last Supper, I will consecrate the bread into my body and blood. He never said that. Peter, he didn't believe. He said, I believe, but he didn't know what. But still, Jesus, I trust in the word. Today, many times you do not understand what the word exactly means. It's not important. Ask Peter, give us the spiritual strength. Jesus, whatever you say, I believe. And just trust. And that's, I like the teaching of Sister Faustina. Jesus told her, spread this message of the divine mercy and the one phrase, Jesus, I trust in you.